In the first part of his letter to believers in Rome, Paul wrote that Jesus is for everyone. It didn't matter to God whether a person was Jewish, like Paul, or non-Jewish, like many of Paul's friends. But there was a problem. Long before Jesus came, God chose the people of Israel, that is, the Jews, to be His special people. He made a covenant with them, a binding promise that He would be their God and they would be His people. So if God was now reaching out to everyone, did that mean that He had forgotten about Israel? Had He broken His special promise with them? See if you notice how Paul answers this very difficult question. Here's a clue. The answer has something to do with all of us being a part of one big family. Speaking of families, Paul closes his letter with some advice about how we can live together and serve each other as followers of Jesus.
My heart is full of sorrow. My sadness never ends. I am so concerned about my people, who are members of my own race. They are the people of Israel. They have been adopted as God's children. God's glory belongs to them. So do the covenants. The founders of our nation belong to them. Christ comes from their family line. Their condition does not mean that God's word has failed. Not everyone in the family line of Israel really belongs to Israel. Not everyone in Abraham's family line is really his child. In other words, God's children are not just Abraham's natural children. Instead, they are the children God promised to him. They are the ones considered to be Abraham's children. What should we say then? Is God unfair? Not at all. He said to Moses, "I will have mercy on whom I have mercy. I will show love to those I love." So it doesn't depend on what we want or do. It depends on God's mercy. One of you will say to me, "Then why does God still blame us? Who can oppose what He wants to do?" But who are you to talk back to God? Scripture says, "Can what is made say to the one who made it, 'Why did you make me like this?' Isn't the potter free to make different kinds of pots out of the same lump of clay? Some are for special purposes. Others are for ordinary use. What if God chose to show His great anger? What if He chose to make His power known? What if He did that to show the riches of His glory to others? We are those people. He has chosen us. We do not come only from the Jewish race. Many of us are not Jews. God says in Hosea, 'I will call those who are not my people, my people. I will call the one who is not my loved one, my loved one.' What should we say then? Those who aren't Jews did not look for a way to be right with God. But they found it by having faith. Israel did look for a law that could make them right with God. But they didn't find it. Why not? Because they didn't look for it by faith. They tried to get it by working for it. They tripped over the stone that causes people to trip and fall. Brothers and sisters, with all my heart, I long for the people of Israel to be saved. I pray to God for them. I can give witness about them that they really want to serve God, but how they are trying to do it is not based on what they know. They didn't know how God makes people right with Himself. They tried to get right with God in their own way. They didn't do it in God's way. Christ has completed the law. So now everyone who believes can be right with God. There is no difference between those who are Jews and those who are not. The same Lord is Lord of all. He richly blesses everyone who calls on Him. Scripture says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." So here is what I ask. Did God turn His back on His people? Not at all. I myself belong to Israel. They didn't trip and fall once and for all time, did they? Not at all. Because Israel sinned, those who aren't Jews can be saved. That will make Israel jealous of them. I am talking to you who are not Jews. I am the apostle to the non-Jews. So I think the work I do for God and others is very important. I hope somehow to stir up my own people to want what you have. Perhaps I can save some of them. God does not take back his gifts. He does not change his mind about those he has chosen. At one time, you did not obey God, but now you have received mercy because Israel did not obey. In the same way, Israel has not been obeying God, but now they receive mercy because of God's mercy to you. God has found everyone guilty of not obeying him, so now he can have mercy on everyone. How very rich are God's wisdom and knowledge! All things come from him. All things are directed by him. All things are for his good. May God be given the glory forever. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God has shown you his mercy. Don't live any longer the way this world lives. Let your way of thinking be completely changed. Then you will be able to test what God wants for you, and you will agree that what he wants is right. His plan is good and pleasing and perfect. Don't think of yourself more highly than you should. Be reasonable when you think about yourself. Love must be honest and true. Hate what is evil. Hold on to what is good. Love each other deeply. Honor others more than yourselves. Never let the fire in your heart go out. Keep it alive. Serve the Lord. Share with God's people who are in need. Welcome others into your homes. Bless those who hurt you. Bless them and do not call down curses on them. Be joyful with those who are joyful. Be sad with those who are sad. Agree with each other. Don't be proud. Be willing to be a friend of people who aren't considered important. Don't think that you are better than others. Don't pay back evil with evil. Be careful to do what everyone thinks is right. If possible, live in peace with everyone. Do that as much as you can. Don't let evil overcome you. Overcome evil by doing good. Here are some commandments to think about. Do not commit adultery. Do not commit murder. Do not steal. Do not want what belongs to others. These and other commandments are all included in one rule. Here's what it is. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love does not harm its neighbor, so love does everything the law requires. When you do those things, keep in mind the times we are living in. The hour has come for you to wake up from your sleep. Our full salvation is closer now than it was when we first believed in Christ. The dark night of evil is nearly over. The day of Christ's return is almost here. So let us get rid of the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Accept those whose faith is weak. Don't judge them where you have differences of opinion. We who have strong faith should help the weak with their problems. We should not please only ourselves. We should all please our neighbors. Let us do what is good for them. Let us build them up. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. The scriptures give us strength to go on. They cheer us up and give us hope. Our God is a God who strengthens you and cheers you up. May he help you agree with each other as you follow Christ Jesus. Christ has accepted you, so accept one another in order to bring praise to God. May the God who gives hope fill you with great joy. May you have perfect peace as you trust in him. May the power of the Holy Spirit fill you with hope. I am warning you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who try to keep you from staying together. They want to trip you up. They teach you things opposite to what you have learned. Stay away from them. People like that are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving only themselves. With smooth talk and with words they don't mean, they fool people who don't know any better. Everyone has heard that you obey God, so you have filled me with joy. I want you to be wise about what is good, and I want you to have nothing to do with what is evil. The God who gives peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you.